Lift up your hands. Do you be known by you? I wanna know you. Lift up your hands. I wanna know you. I wanna know you. I wanna know you and be known by you. Oh, I wanna know you. I wanna know you and be known by you. Lift up your hands. I wanna know you. Everybody, lift up your hands and close your eyes. Oh, I wanna know you and be known by you. Father, we thank you so much this morning. We thank you for your presence, and we thank you for keeping us and bringing us back to church this Sunday. We love Sundays, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, come and have your way in our service. Lord, be present with us. Give us wisdom, give us understanding. May your word deliver us from every form of foolishness in Jesus' name. Bible says, the entrance of your word bringeth light and giveth understanding to the simple. May we receive light in this service right now in Jesus' name. May every child here receive light in Jesus' name. May foolishness leave us right now in Jesus' name. Satan, we curse you in this place. Anybody who will be talking in this service, Satan, we curse you in this place. May the word of the Lord fall on the fertile soil of our heart and help us and deliver us from our foolishness in Jesus' name. And everybody shout a bigger amen. Oh, I can't hear you. Shout a bigger amen. Look at your neighbor and say, good to see you. Good to see. Shake hand with your neighbor. Shake hand with your neighbor. Shake hand with your neighbor. Say, give your neighbor a hug. A hug. Extend the handshake to a hug. Good to see you. Happy to see you. KK, you are not hugging anyone. Aha. Phoebe say, come and hug her. She says it's been a long time. Our K-Church fraternity. Hallelujah. Take your seat. Is my screen working? Is it supposed to work? All right. Today I'll be preaching for 17 minutes, 20 seconds. As I'll be preaching for how many minutes? 17 minutes, 20 seconds. If it's time, if 17 minutes, 20 seconds is up, you come for the microphone. If you are a man or you are a woman, come and collect it. Hallelujah. But today, by the grace of God, we may conclude our study on the prodigal son. Maybe we'll finish on the prodigal son today. Yeah. By now, I'm sure that you all understand that this prodigal son is a foolish boy. Amen. And nobody here will become like the prodigal son in Jesus' name. Mami, yes, shen koma eya peja or sana can say amen. Do you understand? Is today your first time? Today is not your first time. How many of you today is your first time? Show by hand. I don't have any first timer here in my church. So if today is your first time, where is Judith? Judith, say today is your first. Judith, sorry, but Sama Judith. Because when I got here, then I hear the word J. Can I prophesy? Hey, you are not excited. I've closed. I'm good. Can I prophesy? Cash. When I got here, something said J. Cash. Mommy. What's your name?
Judith.
Ufri Hinebai.
Malam.
Ufri Malam. Kash. And obisi bra. And I'll buy it. Bon sema Jesus. All right. Yeah, if we do this, we won't continue the service. So we are talking about the prodigal. And who again? Master, also sorry, General Nice. Master. Because when I got here, I hear the word M. Hey, you say I'm lying. I've closed. I heard the word M. Cash. I beg you. I know a newcomer. What's your name? Efua. I also heard the letter A, Efua, Efua. Efua, 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 Efua,
Efua,
Efua, Efua, Efua, Efua, Efua, Efua, gosh. Hey, let's preach. So we are on the story of the prodigal son, and for the last how many weeks I've been attempting to explain to you the story of the prodigal son and how we must not become sit well. This is an international church. It's called Keep My Word Chapel International. So everybody sit like international, because I see you sitting in aeroplane. The people here don't believe. I see you sitting in Emirates. You are traveling to Amanoni for vacation in Jesus' name. You people don't. When I'm prophesying, you'll be here, you'll be looking at my face. So everybody sit like you are sitting in aeroplane, fasting your seatbelt. And how this boy wasted things. Last week, we looked at so many things this guy had wasted, this prodigal son. He wasted. What was the first thing we mentioned? Oh, I like this people here. So people, you didn't write note last week. As you are sitting down, like rich men, Jaden, oh, open your tablet. Otherwise, I'll seize it. You don't write on your tablet. He wasted what? He wasted advice. May you not waste advice in your life in Jesus' name. Yeah. Bible says that instructions are the way of life. Look for that scripture for me. It's in Proverbs. Instructions are, I quoted this scripture before. Proverbs what? 6:23. Instructions. If you can obey instruction as a young person, you will do well in this life. Put it there. Proverbs 6:23. Is it 16 or 6? 6:23. Yes. For the commandment is a lamp and the law is light, and reproof of instruction are the way of life. If you want your life to go in a certain way, you must listen to instruction. At your age, never be happy when you are presented with options. Whether, do you like this or do you like that? When I was growing up, there was nothing like options in our house. Yeah, it's banku. We are all eating banku. But you people, your age, they ask you, will you eat jollof or you eat spaghetti? Or you eat indomie? Options, and you choose. We will choose for you in Jesus' name. Say amen. So advice, and this boy, he wasted advice. Everybody came to talk to him. His mother spoke to him. Father spoke to him. The elderly brother also spoke to him. His pastor came. His class teacher came. Assemblyman came. Grandmother came. Aunties from Tepa came. Uncles from Yeji, they came. Another cousin B from Aflau also came. They all spoke to him. He said, no, give me the portions of goose that fallen to me. And then he traveled to a far country. What's the second thing? He wasted what? Opportunity to be great. The son of a rich man. Jaden, stop talking when I'm preaching. Pastor Jaden, come and preach. You come and preach. Come here. Now when I talk, they don't mind me again. Oh, clap for the media people. They put all. Oh, clap for the. Hey, media people, come and collect my wallet. Come and collect my wallet. They are coming to collect it. You are not afraid to collect Reverend's wallet. Opportunity to be great. You'll be great in Jesus' name. Amen. I said you'll be great in Jesus' name. Amen. None of you fall by the wayside. Amen. None of you become a weed smoker. Amen. None of you become a prostitute. Chama, yejia, who can say amen? Opportunity to be great. He wasted it. But you will be great. When we are calling the great men, they will call you. Great men. Some children will be studying about you. Your name will be written in books, and they'll be saying, oh, some time ago, a certain woman came to live on this earth, and then they'll mention your name, and then they'll say, you are a great boy, you are a great girl. Clap for yourself. You'll be great. Number three, he lost his position. Everybody say, he lost his position. Yeah, the position he has in his father's house, he lost that position. So when he came back, he said they shouldn't make him a son. They should make him a servant, one of the highest. Now he came to look for employment. Instead of saying that I'm a son, I can feel a lot of noise in this area. Madam, I can feel a lot of noise in this area. Gosh. He wasted inheritance. Everybody say inheritance. His father's inheritance, he wasted all. They gave him cars, they gave him money, they gave him estate. He spent all in wild living. Bible says wild living. Another version says foolish living. Foolish living. Foolish living. Some of you, if you are going to school and they give you 25 Ghana cedis. Foolish living. When you arrive in school, first thing, Kosiani Meko. First thing, Kosiani Meko. Foolish living. After buying Kosiani Meko, some three boys have been giving you fans. You buy for all of them. Then there's some girl you have been spotting in the class. You do her show. You bought her Kosiani Meko and you told her that Bomikana Frem Dada. Hey! Kosiani Meko suye di boka. May you not waste inheritance in Jesus' name. Oh, as I'm preaching, then you'll be playing the piano so that I'll look like TD Jakes. I don't know how TD Jakes, Bishop TD Jakes people. Said them, you want my ministry to die. But my ministry will not die in Jesus' name. As I'm playing, as I said, play the piano, play. Papa, the international church. Boss, I've not started what I'm preaching today. I'm just doing recap. And your parents don't wait for us till we come. I have a good news for you. We are going to start first and second service. First and you are not excited. We are going to start first and second service on the first Sunday in August. Yeah. So I'm going to divide you. Some of you come for first service, and some of you come for second service. Hey, you come for first service. You come early, then you go home. Because now there's no space. That's the problem. It's not because I don't like you, but it's because there's no space. Do you understand? Now there's no space. How many of you can see that there's no space? Church, there must be empty chairs. if there's no empty chairs, then it's a classroom. If in classroom, there are empty chairs. Or how many of you have empty chairs in your classroom? Admissions are not coming. May admissions locate your headmasters in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. So I'll divide the church into two. Some of you come very early, 6:30. By 8:30, you have closed. Then you go home. Then some of you come at 8:30 and then by 11:30 you have closed. How many of you understand this one? So I'll determine who is coming first and who is coming second. No. So you are coming for afternoon church and then morning church. Afternoon church and morning church. All right. And then one of the services, I'll give you a new pastor. I'll not preach in that service. The second one, the third one is what? What's the third one? Oh, position. Say I can't hear. We even fought one because he wasted inheritance. Number five, he wasted his sonship. His sonship. Phoebe, to be a son of a rich man, the guy wasted it. Because when he was living, you see, when he was living and he took that inheritance, he no more ceases to become the son of a rich man. So when he came, he said, I am not worthy to be called your son. Call me one of your hired servants. Don't make that mistake in your life where you'll be disowned. Next one, he wasted time. He went to be with bad boys, bad girls. Bible says he wasted his substance with riotous living. Then he came back after many years. He went to waste a lot of time. Yeah, that is how fools behave. That is how fools behave. Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 15, he said, the labor of fools wearies him. Look for that scripture for me. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse 15. There's a scripture like that. He said, the labor of a foolish person. When the foolish person is working, the labor of the foolish wearieth every one of them because he knoweth not how to go to the city. Give me another version. Is that NLT or something like that? Yeah. When the fool is working, it's a lot of work. So he went to a far country. He said, fools are so exhausted by a little work that they can't even find their way home. Mm-hmm. He went to town because he has small money. He and his friends, boys, may the Lord deliver you from that in Jesus' name. Today our media put there, they are doing well. Today the media, today after that, you eat watch it. Hey, bring back the point. Bring down the point. Huh. You see, when I said he should learn the media, you see, he has learned it. So if you don't want to learn anything, you see, now 2 months now he can project scriptures. But you are sitting down. You say you should write a letter to come and beg you. But nobody's writing that letter. He wasted his future. That's another thing he wasted. He wasted what? His future. His future. Don't waste your future. Don't waste your future. When we say go to school, stop chasing butterflies. Simon, stop chasing butterflies. And lizards and bola bed. Okpo, can it be? Don't waste your future. Go to school. At your age in class 4, you are telling us that you are fed up with school. Eh, you are fed up with what? How, JHS 1, you are fed up with school. And now you are tired. And now you cry, when will you finish the school? Hey, don't waste your future. Say amen. Go to school and become prominent people. Yes. So even there are people who didn't go to school, cry, but they've made it in life. Hey, those people, they are 1/10. When you bring 10 people, only one of them, even the Chaleba yesterday, what England did to France. Hey. So you people, you are awake and you are watching the match. 6-4, 6-4. 6-4. 6-4. 6-4. But still, Mbappe is the one winning the highest goal. Yeah, Mbappe, yeah. Good. The golden boot. He's like, but today we are waiting for Messi. Argentina and Spain. Today is the finals. Today is the final. Argentina and Spain. Today we shall see something. How many of you are for Spain? You are for Spain. Hey, 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 hey. How many of you are for Argentina? Argentina. Oh, my girls are supporting Argentina. Oh, today something will happen. So those of you who don't watch football, what do you watch? You watch cartoons. Are you not tired of cartoons? But today, I think Argentina will win the World Cup. Yeah. I seriously, Father, we pray for Argentina. May you bracket the legs of the Spanish players. No, I'm praying my own prayer. Father, we pray for Argentina. May Messi score 8 goals in Jesus' name. We'll come back here next week. You'll see something. I'm not sure you're supporting Argentina with me. Oh, you are loyal church members. So those of you, my own administrator, you are supporting Spain. Why? You have some boy B who is from Spain. Hey, catch your Nancy. So the prodigal son, it's okay. The next thing, number 8, he wasted his health because he was eating with pigs. And pigs, their favorite food is toilet. I'm telling you, that's why many people don't like pork. Pigs, their favorite food is toilet. And Bible said that he was struggling with the pigs over their own food. May the Lord deliver you from eating with pigs in Jesus' name. Because of one silly decision you make in your life, you never eat with pigs in Jesus' name. I say you never eat with pigs in Jesus' name. Yeah. Now, today, I want to teach you something very important, like I said. Then, after that, we will see. Phoebe, look at me, I'm the pastor. Today, we are going to look at what made this boy behave the way he behaved. Do you understand? There must be a reason, because when we advised him, he didn't take it. We did a lot of things for him, but he seemed not to understand what. So there must be something that controlled him. There must be something. You see, and everything is being controlled by something. This world we are living, anytime you see something happening, something is controlling. And most times, what controls such things are spirits. Spirits are real. Anytime you see somebody behaving in a certain way, irrational way, do you understand? You are behaving in the way that you shouldn't behave. You are behaving out of the normal. Then it means that there is a spirit controlling the person. Who sits here? Nobody sits here. Phoebe, come and sit here. Quick. Give away. And from today, when you come to church, come and sit in front. You like the gate. What's at the gate for you? From today, this is your chair. Don't go anywhere. This is your chair. You write your name on it. Reserved. There is something that controlled this boy. And that thing that controlled him, that spirit that controlled him, that spirit is also alive. And is still controlling young boys and young girls. 11-year-olds, 12-year-olds, 7-year-olds. There is a spirit that controls us. You see, and sometimes your disobedience is also a spirit that is control. That you see, when you disobey your parents, you are not just disobeying them. Oh, it is a spirit that is controlling you. Look for Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 2. To disobey that your mother will talk and you talk back. It's not normal. It is a spirit that makes people do that. And so for the prodigal son, we have to find out the spirit that controlled him. You can't find Ephesians 2, 2. It's not here. Should have been there. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2. Yeah, let me read from my iPad. I don't know what is there, but I think that there's a scripture like that. What did he say? Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2. Wherein in time past, read it into the microphone.
Ephesians 2, 2. Yeah. Wherein in time past, ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of power, of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience.
Yeah. Have you heard the last part? The spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. So the spirit that makes children disobey. It's a spirit. Because under normal circumstance, you are not supposed to disobey your mother. And you can't look at your mother and disobey her. Number one, she's far, far older than you. So for you to disobey your mother, it's a certain spirit that controls you. A spirit that tells you that this, when your mother talk back. And some of you are sitting down here looking at my face. When your parents talk, you talk back. When they send you, you don't go. Yes. You are here, even though you are a church member, you come here, you sing in the choir, and you are happy and all that. You still misbehave at home. And it is not you. Because sometimes you don't want to do that thing, like Paul said. He said, the good I want to do, I cannot do them. But the bad I want to do, I find myself doing. It is a spirit that controls you. And today, I want to open your eyes to the spirit that controlled this prodigal son. The spirit and several spirits. And you see, the spirit, they work together. The spirit, they don't work in isolation. No. They work in groups. So anybody who is a liar is also a thief. Yeah, all thieves are liars and all liars are thieves. Those of you who have been stealing, if you steal, you have to lie. You see, you have to lie. So two spirits are operating. Yes, two spirits are operating in you. And the evil spirit that is operating you is leaving you in this service right now. Gosh. So spirits are real. You should have proper respect for spirits. They are real people. The spiritual realm is even more real than the physical. Yeah. That's why when we come to church and we are praying, demons leave people. Evil spirits leave people. In Jesus' time, he used to cast out demons. Cast out demons. P.A. Washer. If you hear things, it's that demons are going out. Every demon is going out in Jesus' name. Why is the screen off? And I gave you fans. No, you have put off our screen. Hey. Assemble. Hallelujah. Now, let's look at some of the spirits that controlled this boy. Number one. The first spirit I want us to look at is called the spirit of foolishness. Everybody say the spirit of foolishness. I can't hear you. You are more than 100 in this room. I said the spirit of foolishness. Yeah. There is a spirit called the spirit of foolishness. That spirit will turn you into a fool. Yeah. You become fool. You become a fool because that spirit is operating. That spirit is working in you. May you not become a fool in Jesus' name. Yeah. And so that spirit worked against the prodigal son. That spirit entered the prodigal son. It made him make certain decisions. It made him make foolish decisions. Are you still here or you have gone home? You see, and when that spirit enters you and we advise you, you won't take the advice. Most fools don't take advice. Jerry, did you bath from your home to come here and talk during preaching? Stand up. Come here. Come and sandwich yourself. And I'll tell your mother that now when you come to church, you just talk anyhow. Right. Some girl in your class have been giving you fans. Because now your walking has changed. What class are you in? Grade 5. Okay. Or the grade crack. At your school, no, there is no proper this thing. You are the main guy in the class. I'm asking you a question. You are the main guy in the class. They are obontiers already in the class. And they won't do baby eye. So this prodigal son, the spirit of foolishness entered him. It entered him. And I'm saying that, you see, you will know a fool when you start advising him. He will frown the face. Those of you that your parents talk to you and you frown, they start talking to you. You do something and they say that, oh, this thing you have done is wrong. And then you have frown your face. It's a sign that the spirit of foolishness is in you. Do you understand? They say, wash the bowls. You didn't wash them well. Your mother said you didn't. Then you say, you cry. You look at me to wash bowl and I've washed the bowl. I said that. If you are going to ask other children whether they wash bowl, your mother should go and ask other children if they wash bowl. Do you see? Uh-huh. So a fool is known when he's being corrected. When we correct you and we look at your face, we look at your face. You came back, you had exams, and then you had 40%. And we are saying that the 40% is not good.
40%. Even the class prefect cry. Class prefect got 25%. I mean, I brought 40%. I come to tell me that
your mother, the one paying the fees, is saying that he doesn't like the 40%. You said the class prefect car had 25%. Do we pay school fees for the class prefect? So a fool is known by how he reacts to correction. When you are being corrected, Cham, I know you are rich man, but sit well. When, how you react to correction. Listen, you'll be corrected all the days of your life. We'll correct you. We'll correct, even when you marry and you come back, we'll correct you. Oh, okay, I'm telling you. When you marry and you come back, we'll correct you. You see, because if we don't correct you, the foolishness will pile up. It will pile up. It will be a lot. Give me Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. He said that a fool despises wisdom and instruction. A fool, like when you give a fool advice, he doesn't take it. That's what happened to the prodigal son. Everybody came to talk to him. He said, oh, they should leave him, and that he knows what he's doing. How can you know what you are doing?
Proverbs 1:7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction.
Have you now seen who a fool is? He despises wisdom and what? Instruction and discipline. NLT Kra has added discipline. Hey, Jerry Lynn, you are chilling though. As I'm preaching, you are drinking bottled water. Hey, piva water. Hey, Charlie. And your brother there, he's misbehaving here. He's just talking with people. Here is an international church. So when you are coming, you come with bottled water. I've seen somebody also who is drinking. By there, he's drinking. A friend is saying, it's not such water. Oh, you people too. You people, you want problem for the guy. Why is the scripture not coming? Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. I'll put it on the screen. This week during Keeply Flow, coming Wednesday during Keeply Flow, I will not project the scriptures on the screen. You open your Bibles, because I've seen that you are not opening Bibles. The screen is spoiling you people. Yeah. You open. So Keeply Flow, if you are joining, come with your Bible and notebook. And when you write the note, you come and show it to me on Sunday and I'll mark. Because I know what I've preached. Hey, now dear, you love God. You love God. And I'm going to start a new series on Wednesday. New series. Wednesday, I'll be preaching something very important. I can give you the title right now. I'll be preaching about the seven I am of Christ. Christ said seven times in the Bible, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the light. I am the what? I am the door. I am the bread of life. He also said, I am the light of the world. I'll be preaching these things now on Wednesday. It's a new series. Don't miss Wednesday. Clap for this. Don't miss Keeply Flow. If you miss Keeply Flow there, sister, you spoil our destiny. I said this scripture, I quoted it 2 weeks ago. This Ephesians chapter 2 verse 2, I quoted it. You are now bringing something like 2 weeks we've left there. I said Proverbs chapter 1 verse 7. Hey, you have come on. Where is Hobson? The fear of the Lord is the foundation of true knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and discipline. Fools. When they talk to them, you frown. Yeah. Your mother said fry egg. All the egg has become black. Burnt offering. Hey, come back and sit down. When we are preaching, we don't go out. All the egg that you have fried, it has become black. Burnt offering unto the Lord. They are complaining in the house. Then you are frowning your face. Even would they get for you to even fry egg for them? Would they do they know the type of people you fry egg for? Which type of people do you fry egg for? Who do you fry egg for? They say cook rice and let's eat it with stew. When you were done, we have to now look for sugar. You have done rice water. As they are saying, even crample. Last time you cook in your school and then you had 10 over 10. Hey, come here, you cook, and people are saying that the cooking is not cooking. And that from today, you don't cook again. You don't do that. If you do that, If you do that, gradually you are becoming a fool. The spirit of foolishness is operating in you. May that foolishness leave you right now in Jesus' name. Anything that will make you frown your face when we begin to talk to you, when we begin to advise you, as you are in this church, we'll be advising you. We'll be advising you. You want to take a certain step, we'll tell you, don't take that step.
So I've planned already. I've packed my things.
Yeah, so you see, some of you, you pack your things before you come and tell us. We want to give you a little advice.
No.
You see, and even me, as a pastor, children. I've been pastoring children for the last 20 years. Look, you advise children, they have another mind. Adult church and children's church, there's no difference. So there's no difference. But here is a bit better than the adult church. As for your parents, is top. So when I see adult church pastors complaining here, I say they are trying. You advise somebody, don't marry this person, but they'll go and marry. And they'll call you the pastor to come and bless the marriage. You can't say you won't go. You have to go because it's your church member. When you tell, don't marry this man, he's the same girl, she will change her status and write, no dog can separate us. Hey, pastor is a dog, who want to separate you? Yeah. May you not get to that point in Jesus' name. The spirit of foolishness. Spirit, you are arguing with your class teacher because you wrote something and he says it's wrong. He said, no. You come and show him where the thing is. You now you see that the thing is correct. Your teacher. This week my son came with some class homework. I said that he was doing some writing and the writing was going in a certain pattern. And I said, "Bruh, clean the thing and write it." He said, "And that thing that I say should clean and write it." He wrote it in the afternoon, but don't mark it correct. Why am I saying that he should clean it? I said, please send it. He said that same thing, he wrote it and the madam has marked it. Why am I complaining that he should clean it? I said, your madam, I can teach your madam. Today you are telling me that your madam marked, and I told him that they mark your work so that they can encourage you. It's not because it's correct. Because the right thing, it's supposed to be straight like this, but the thing started going this way, slanting this way. I said, hey, Chama, he said, daddy, I wrote it in the afternoon like this and madam marked it correct. I say, you send it for your madam. You and your madam, go and mark it. When we advise you, because you see, this prodigal son was advised. Your mother will advise you. Your father will advise you. Your pastor will advise you. We will keep advising. And when we advise you, you'll be watching your face. It is your face that will tell us whether the spirit of foolishness is actually working in you or not. Somebody gives you advice. Yes, please. Thank you very much. And you must have a proper attitude towards advice. And advice. Yeah. So don't go to this secondary school. Choose this secondary school. Don't do this course. As for Ghana, if you get 10 ones, no, go and do science. It's not everybody who get 10 ones who must do science. There are people who are doing science and they are struggling. You'll be better off with business. You'll be better off with art. But here, you get 10 ones, no, science. Everybody is struggling to do science. May you listen to an advice in Jesus' name. So the spirit of foolishness operated in this young boy. Unfortunately, he was a boy too. I pray that any spirit of foolishness that is lingering in your mind and in your body and everywhere, we come against it in Jesus' name. Oh, I said we come against it in Jesus' name. Fear of the Lord is the foundation of true knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. Fools, this is what they do. They despise it. They despise. They neglect it. You give them advice. They collect the advice and push it in the rubbish bin. So who are you to advise me? Who are you and what are you? Who are you to advise me? Hallelujah. Number two, the spirit of selfishness. Do you know selfish? When we say somebody is selfish, it means you don't care about anybody else. You only care about yourself. That's a selfish person. When they are sharing something and everybody must get one. Look, our conference, how many of you know niche chocolate, the drink? I'm bringing those people here. They'll give us chocolate drink free of charge. Free. You drink. That's what the conference, they're serious. So. Oh, they shouldn't. But they think I cannot bring the people here. Yeah. I was talking to them this week. I said that they should come and refresh all of us. Yeah, all of us. So some of you, when they come, they will interview you. Do you understand? So you have to speak good English. Those of you who don't speak good English, when you see them, no, run away and enter the cathedral. Because you come on TV. If you know that your English is not good, you are coming to speak some basa grammar. You tell them that, speak. No, speak.
No, where bring Ayeye and Co to come and talk? Hey, when we're in school, there was a guy, and then he wasn't challenging the madam. He wasn't challenging the madam, but he gave the madam a tough time. You see, when we're in primary school, they will write all the, if you are going to read a certain passage, they'll write the words we cannot pronounce. And on the board, they are called keywords. And then madam would take us through the words before we start reading the passage. So madam took us through the word, but there was a particular word that the madam didn't pronounce. Do you understand? And that word was appetite. Do you see? So she took us through, but she didn't pronounce the appetite. So anytime we get to the appetite word, madam would jump the word. So the boy said, madam, this word, you didn't pronounce it. The madam said, oh, she has pronounced everywhere. Say, no, she didn't pronounce the argument. Then we all said that madam is true. The as we were arguing, then the headmaster entered the class. Then I pronounced, you didn't pronounce, I mentioned you didn't. The headmaster said, all of you sit down. Madam is going to take us through the words once again for the last time so that we all hear. Now, headmaster was standing at the back. The madam said all the words. When she got to appetite, she looked at the word, said, appetite. Because she couldn't pronounce the word appetite. So the spirit of foolishness doesn't make you think about someone else. When they are sharing something, everybody must get one. Only you go for that thing 5 times. And you see, because you don't care about 5 other people. You don't care about 5 other. They are sharing drink. You collect one and put it in your boxer shorts and come back and say, oh, I didn't get some. That is the spirit of selfishness. There is a food for you and your sister. You have eaten all. So I was calling her to come and she said she didn't come. I didn't find her and I ate all. That is the spirit of selfishness. Only you only think about yourself. And that is what happened to the prodigal son. The prodigal son didn't think about the father, didn't think about the mother, didn't think about the brother. I'm sure at the point people will be telling the father that, your son, you know, they say he is eating with pigs. So you see, if you are a father and they come and tell that, we hear that they say your son is eating with pigs. And the man was a rich man. It will pay you. How many of you have gone to eat in somebody's house? When you came back, your mother was not happy. So why did you go and eat there? One day we were going to visit my auntie. And then my mother gave me eye that if you go and they give you food, don't eat. I said, today be today. So when we got there, no, then they brought some jollof. What? Then she was giving me eye. I also gave her eye. I can't leave this jollof. No. I'll eat it so that if you kill me, you kill me here. Before we go back to the house. So you don't think about other people, what happens to them. Never. You don't think about them. You only think about yourself. Me, myself, and I. When I was in primary school, they taught us a poem. Me, myself, and I. Me, myself, and I. We went to the kitchen and stole a pie. Then my mother, she came in chasing us with a rolling pin. I mean, the school I went to, some basa poems that they teach us. Me, myself, and I went to the kitchen and ate a pie. Then my mother, she came in chasing us with a rolling pin. Some basa poem, hallelujah. May you think about other people. Think about others. Think about others. As you are in this church, think. Look, there are many children who are not here. Think about other children. The people you are in your class with, ask whether they go to church. Think about them. Your siblings, think about them. This prodigal son, he didn't think about anybody. Only himself. He was thinking how he's going to get money and blow time. Oh, clap for Hobson. Hobson has come. Hey, our main media guy, you clap for him. Hey, why are the girls not clapping? Eh? I see that clap for Hobson. Oh, is there something we don't know that only you know? Hey, you have to beat you. You don't beat you before you be crying and coming to me that they beat you. You don't beat you. Hallelujah. May the spirit of selfishness leave us in Jesus' name. Yeah. Selfish people, they don't. So it's like, give me Ezekiel chapter 34 verse 18. Ezekiel 34 verse 18. After thinking about yourself, after eating, you don't care. You don't care about what happens to the rest of the people in the church. Are you there? Ezekiel chapter 34 and verse 18. Isn't it enough for you to keep the best of the pasture for yourselves? Must you also trample down the rest? Are you seeing it? After eating something, then the rest, you are stepping on it. Do you understand? Isn't it enough for you to drink clear water for yourselves?
must you also muddy the rest with your feet after drinking clear water? Leave it for somebody else to come and drink some, but you step inside, spoil it. So that those who are coming after you, they will not have some to drink after eating, after eating, after eating. The rest of the food, you spoil it. You throw the rest in the boiler. Throw the rest away because you are not thinking about other people. From today, may you think about other people in Jesus' name. Think about others. Think as you are in church, think about other people. Next week, Saturday, we are all going for visitation. We are coming here and we all go out. All of us here will go out to go and visit and evangelize to other children. Look, here we can do 4 to 5 services. We can do four to five services and still have a lot of children still who are not here. Yeah, you are happy with this number. You're happy with this number because the room is full. There's no chairs. Oh, but Reverend, there's no place for people to sit. Some people are even sitting 5-5. 4 people must sit, but they are sitting 5-5. It's full. But there are more children who must come. More people who must come. May you think about other people. Oh, your amen is very weak. I said, may you think about other people. Others. The spirit of selfishness is operating. That spirit will leave you in Jesus' name. I said, that spirit will leave you in Jesus' name. Yeah. Number 3, the spirit of ungratefulness. Ungratefulness. This boy, he wasn't grateful to the father. He wasn't grateful. That's why we teach you, learn to say thank you. Yeah. You see, because social studies and RME, they cannot spoil you. Because they taught you rights and privileges. It's the responsibility of your father to take care of you. So when daddy does something, you don't say thank you. Sit up. When your father does something, you don't say thank you. When your mother gives you food to eat, you don't say thank you. You are rather criticizing the food your mother has cooked. Ah. Does it not look like there's too much salt in it? Your mother has good. This food that your father has been eating before they born you. Suddenly you have started eating. You are saying that your mother's food is too so much salt in it. Ungratefulness. We have young people now who are very ungrateful. Your father has paid your fees. You don't even say thank you. If you don't bring our school fees, we shouldn't come to school. And you see, you are about 4 and they are paying school fees for all of you. And none of you to go and say, daddy, thank you so much for paying our fees. Next term is coming. In September, you are going to new class. They'll give your parents bills. You'll buy books. They'll buy for you and your 3 siblings. Do you think your father, do you think where your father gets money from? Do you know where he gets the money from? But you know also go and say thank you. Most of you don't say thank you to your parents. You don't. Because they taught you that it is the duty of your father to take care of you. It's true. But you must also learn to say thank you. And we are in this church. Would I pray? There was a guy, I think I've even stepped him up to the adult church. He was the only one. When I finished preaching, they'll come and tell me, Rev, thank you for your preaching. Since he left, I stepped him up to the adult church. I don't hear anybody saying, Rev, thank you for preaching. It's like, it's the past. Reverend's duty to preach. So if he preach, what is the thank you for? But you see, it's a privilege. It's like, you see, like this auditorium. Last week, we're with Bishop. This place that we are here, is Bishop's office, this one that you are sitting here, 100 and something of you sitting down here, is part of Bishop's office. Those of you who came here first with me, how many of you were here with me when we came? Here was what something was here. The washroom was here. All this place is supposed to be part of Bishop's office. And went to an akazo. We started arranging chairs here, started having service here. Then we have to collect the. There was no door here. Or we used to pass here in the morning. You see, Sedem and Co carrying chairs. You come here, so blue chairs. We used to have the chairs were blue chairs. You come in, yellow. Yes, there was a door here. Yes, where the window was. Yes, we have the pictures. One day we project it for them to see. So Sunday when we met, he said, Bishop, we thank you so much for giving us your office. Do you understand? Thank you for the office you have given us. And let me tell you, most children don't have these things in their chair. Look at your church here. Look, nobody here is sweating. No air conditioning too. Powerful air condition too is blowing on you. Some of you this morning, you have done bath, but it's okay. Look at screen. I don't know if you can see screen. You can, even though you didn't bring Bible, but still, when we quote the scriptures, it comes and you see. Clap for the screen. Yeah. There are churches, there are adult churches who have never seen screen before. They still use projector. When they mention the scripture, it comes in 2 weeks. But here, when we mention scripture, no, little children, 11 years, they put it on the screen, we all see. Some churches don't have drums. Look at us, we drum with a drama, an international drama. You clap. Look at us with our organ here. Look at the organ. Play the organ so I don't know that we have. Look at us with an international organist, a pianist, with a very anointed pastor. You must learn to say thank you. Thank you, a reverend minister. They brought you a reverend minister. Eh? Like by now, they should give me a cathedral, like me, the cathedral. When it's my birthday, they'll write, "We love you, daddy." They'll do t-shirt and we say, "We love." They brought me here to come a pastor, little children like you. Yeah. Are you still here? Yeah. Your father, when he was building the house, he was thinking of, some of you are sitting down here, you have your own room. You have your own room. When I was growing up your age, we were 18 in one room, single room. If you wake up to go and urinate, you step on people. Step on people. Recently, my children were talking and they said, our room. I said, it's not your fault. It's my fault. I have done room for you. And you are today are saying, our room. We are going to our room. I said, we are going to our room. I told them, when I was your age, there was nothing like our room. Oh, that room is there. If you go early, you sleep. If you don't go early, hey, wherever you get, you just sleep. Yeah. So you must learn to say thank you. Some of you, they put you in cars and send you to school. And there are people who walk to school, the same school that you attend. You have classmates who walk to the school. But you, they put you in the car front plus AC. And the preacher is entering you. Yeah. And they bring you there. They bring you to school. Every time they change your uniform. Every time they change your uniform. As I'm sitting down, they've paid your school fees for the next term already. You can't say thank you to your parents. You can't say thank you to your parents. You are sitting down here. You don't even know your mother's birthday. So that when it's a birthday, you tell her, "Happy birthday, mommy." At your age. But you know the birthday of a certain footballer who is in Europe. You know his birthday. Eh? You know Cristiano Ronaldo's birthday. You know the name of his girlfriend. You know the type of car he drives. Even recently, he gave birth to a certain boy. You know the boy's name. Even though they've not done the ceremony, you know the name they'll give him already. Hey, catch you on your seat. You know everything. You know everything. Learn to say thank you when you meet Bishop. Oh, Bishop, thank you so much for our church. Every time, I remember when here was dusty. Hey, when I come to church, after preaching my shoe, it's okay. Oh. This thing has come. Ah, you a little light off your shout. When you meet Bishop, say, "Bishop, thank you. We come here, look, our shoes." Now when you come here, so you learn to be grateful. Hey, look at me. She should go open the door for her. Hey, this church here with your mother come by. Helps you by the next person will be sucking. Yes. You misbehave small, no, you follow her. I know they're like that. Because the chairs are too few for us. Why have they written "life is butter" on your shirt? Go out. Why is life a butter? Explain. If you can't explain, you go out. Stand up. Life is butter without you. Stand up. There's bread and butter on your shirt. Why? When we are fasting, you are tempting us with bread and butter. Go to K-Church. Or you beg. Learn to be grateful. Let anything your parents do, say, "Thank you, mommy. Thank you, daddy." Learn it. When somebody gives you something, say thank you. Oh, some of you, the word "thank you" has never come out of your mouth before. Never come out from your mouth before. But you are changing in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, I said you are changing in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah. Never reward evil. Never reward good for evil. Because you see, when somebody goes out of his way to do something for you, you must learn to appreciate it. Learn to appreciate people. Learn to thank people. The term, some of you are writing your exam, you're about to vacate. You say, hey. You don't even say thank you to your class teacher. Your class teacher. Rather, your mother is fighting with your class teacher. As the term is about to end, your mother should have given you a parcel to give to your class teacher. They say, "Thank you, sir. Thank you, madam." Yeah, but we pay school fees and the headmaster has been paying the teacher. Why we have to give another
parcel. You see how your mind is working.
Yeah.
Your rise and fall depends on your teacher. I told you about a small boy I was teaching some time ago, and the mother was not paying me well. I was teaching her wrong things. He will write 1 + 1. If I give him work, 1 + 1, he writes 11. I say, correct. But you put the one and the other one together, he thinks that he's correct. I mark it correct. At the point, I tell myself that no, this thing is a sin, and I stopped.
Appreciate your class teacher. If you appreciate your friend, this is your friend that every Sunday you sit with. Oh, you see your friend. Oh, Charlie, good to see you. Some of you also don't value friendship. You don't value friend. That's why when you are here, you don't have any friend. So when you don't come to church, nobody notices that you, apart from me and Pastor Julian, that know that you don't come to church. You don't have any friend. When we close, no. Otila Bobo. Our bass has come. You have not joined anything in the church. You are in a hurry to go home. Meanwhile, when you go home, you don't go and do anything. Football too, you don't watch. Only cartoons, then you'll be watching. Are you here? Yeah. What's the first spirit that worried the boy? The spirit of foolishness. What other spirit, number two? The spirit of selfishness. Number three? The spirit of ungratefulness. And the last one I'll share with you before. Hey, it's 12 o'clock. Hey, can't you only see? Hey. The last one, the spirit of evil independence. It's a long word. Do you know independence? What is independence? Like you are on your own. Very good. Clap for this guy. You are on your own. It's called most young people want to be on their own very early. Very, very early. You don't want to be under parental control. You want to wake up the time you like. You want to sleep when you like. You want to eat when you like. You can't have that thing. And that is what the prodigal son didn't want. That is what the prodigal son did. He doesn't want anybody to control his life. Hey, your life is to be controlled. We as for life, we control. You are coming for this thing there. Okay, give us 5 minutes. As for your life, is to be controlled. As long as you stay under the roof of your parents, they will control your life. And you must be glad somebody is regulating and controlling your life. Because Bible says that a child left to himself will bring shame to the mother. Look for that scripture. A child left to himself. If you are a child, they will leave you to yourself. You will bring shame to your mother. I pray that you don't get to the point where you begin to be on your own. Well, you see, have you found that scripture? When you are on your own, it's dangerous. Just to be on your own, that we have left your matter for you. A child left to himself. Evil independence. You want to have your own money. You want to, hey, some of you, when you, if you get something like even 100 CDs, hey, it's serious. It's the whole world will go bankrupt because you have 100 Ghana CDs. Yeah, you do shopping. Your auntie Bill came to give you some small money. You do shopping. Evil independent. Hey, you are in your father's house. It's your father who will determine when you will sleep. I tell my children, I say, it's time. Go and sleep. You can't frown your face. Even where you are going to sleep, I provided that place. And you and your sister, you are planning to have a meeting with your father and tell him that right now you are in JHS 1. So now he should minimize the way he talks to you. Hey, and that now you are grown-ups. And that right now you are no more children, because in his house, in my father's house. Hey, one time my sister and I, we went to see our father and we had a meeting with him. The meeting was so that he would increase our feeding fee. So we told him that, and you see, in that meeting, my sister was not talking. I was the only one doing the talking, and he was nodding his head occasionally. And so I did all the talking, and I explained to him why he must increase our feeding fee, because when it's break time, our friends, they be shopping more than us. So he should increase our. My father waited. He listened to what we have to say. When I was done, then he said, the two of you get up and leave here. That was the end of the. Up to today, that discussion never came on again. He said, get up and leave here. How do you come and advise him that he should increase your feeding fee? He said, the two of you get up and leave here. Then my sister too, she has a bad character, some type of laughter. Be. And I said, you, we went together, now they suck us. You know, this type of girls who have this bad way of laughter. She was doing that. Hallelujah. You can't be on your own. You are too young to be on your own. Look at this baby. Look at this baby telling us that we should leave her to be on her own. we leave this one to be on your own? You can't do anything for yourself. When you say we should leave you, have you got my scripture for me? A child left to himself. A child left to himself. Type that scripture, you find a child left to himself. You find it. It's in Proverbs. If we leave you to yourself, can you pay your fees? Can you feed yourself? And I'll go and work at Melcom. And then in 2 weeks, I'll buy a car. Hey, the people who are working at Melcom, ask them whether they bought cars. The people who have been working at Melcom for 5 years, ask them whether they bought cars. It's not easy like that. Your calculation is wrong. So it's called evil independence. The prodigal son, he wants to be himself without parental control. Without parental control. He wants to do what he likes. I'm drumming this to enter your head and your brain that you cannot do what you like. Shall I say it again? I'm talking on behalf of all your parents that they've sent me to inform you that you cannot do what you like. Shall I say it again? Say, we cannot do what we like. Only 8 people have said it. Say it again. For the last time. Very good. So I'll report to your parents and tell them that you have agreed that you cannot do what you like. We will not even allow you. Please look for that scripture for me. A child left to him. If you have found it, put it there. Yes. Oh, give me this one in King James. To discipline a child produces wisdom, but a mother is disgraced by an undisciplined child. Hey. And the rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. We cannot leave you to do what you like. That is called evil independence. Even that room that they gave you, your room, that your own room that you sleep in, you can't manage your room. Your room has become like a rich man's baller. You can't lay your bed. You don't lay your bed. Your used clothes and unused clothes, they have all mixed together. The dirty ones, your bed sheet, you've been sleeping on that bed sheet for the last 7 months. You have not washed it. Every morning you can't find one of your shoes, your socks, one of the socks is under the bed. That's your small room. You can't even manage it. And you say we should leave you to yourself. You want to bring us shame. You want to bring us shame. We will not allow you to bring us shame. Give me NLT version of this one. We will not allow you to bring us shame. Like I'm here, it's I should leave you. You want to bring Reverend E.K. shame. Hey, I'll not allow you to bring me shame. To discipline a child produces wisdom, but a mother is disgraced by an undisciplined child. A mother, I don't know why it's a mother. Me, I'll not allow you to bring me shame. Oh, I will discipline you before you bring me shame. You can't bring me shame. No, you can't. You cannot bring me shame. The rod and reproof give correction. That is why they don't beat you. Your mother says she won't beat you because scar will come on your body. And in later in year, you want to go and do Ghana Most Beautiful. So, you want to go and do what Ghana Most Beautiful. We will beat you. He said, the rod and reproof give correction. But a child left to himself. This scripture, don't forget it. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 15. A child, 29. Proverbs 29, verse 15. A child left to himself. We will not leave you to yourself. We are not leaving you to yourself. Evil independence. You want to be on your own. You want to manage your affairs. We will not allow you to manage your affairs. That is what the prodigal son did. And later, he was eating with pigs. Yes. We will not allow you even to be on your own so that you eat with pigs. We will not even allow you to come and take a portion of goods that falleth to you. No. From today, you see that your mind has changed. We will not even give you any property. When you grow up and you can manage property, then we give you property. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A child left to him. Everybody say, a child left to himself. Bringeth shame to the mother. Yeah. Yeah. What's the first spirit that operated in that guy? The spirit of foolishness. What is the second one? Has the other church closed? They've closed. Why have they closed? I'm asking why they have closed. We have invasion today. We are going for invasion. But when we finish, you are supposed to do your rehearsals quickly. All right? All the rehearsals. Now, okay. Let me wrap up. What's the third spirit? The spirit of ungrateful. What's the fourth spirit? The spirit of evil independent. Put your hands together and rise to your feet. I'm closing. I've closed. Lift up your hands. Close your eyes and lift up your hands. Lift up your hands, everybody. Think about this way. Lift up your hands and pray for yourself and tell God to help you that this spirit will not operate in your life in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless you, Lord. Any evil spirit that is operating in us that will turn us into the prodigal son, we come against it in Jesus' name. May good spirit dwell in us and help us and make us proper and goodly children. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Clap for Jesus. Clap for Jesus. And take your seat. Take your seat. Now let's come out with your second offering.